to vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Here in Auckland, New Zealand, we're going to be making a gingerbread house for Christmas.
I can't wait to decorate it.
Yum.
Yeah.
Here are the ingredients for the gingerbread house.
3.5 cups of organic spelt flour. 100 grams of vegan butter. 1 cup of brown sugar. 1 cup of molasses and golden syrup mixed or treacle. 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon. 2 teaspoons ground ginger. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of baking soda.
Now we're going to make the gingerbread.
Yeah, I'll start by putting the flour in.
I'll put the spices in.
Can I put the baking soda in?
Sure, I'll put the salt.
I love ginger.
It smells so good. Now we're going to melt the rest of the ingredients on a low heat.
Here's the treacle.
Thanks.
Can I put the sugar in?
Sure. It's melting nicely.
Here's the butter.
Oh, thanks. And we're just going to wait for it to melt. Now we're going to pour the melted ingredients into the flour.
It's getting hard to mix.
Yeah, because we need to form this into a stiff dough so we can mold it into the shapes.
It needs a bit more flour. It's a bit sticky.
Yeah, you're right.
This much?
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's starting to get a bit stiffer, eh?
Yeah. I need some flour on my hands so I can get this dough into a ball. Now we're going to put this in the fridge for about 45 minutes. While we're waiting for the dough to chill,
let's go on the trampoline!
Yeah. Okay,
let's! Our dough is still chilling in the fridge. In the meantime, we're going to cut out the patterns for our gingerbread house. These are our cut-out patterns.
We found them in Mum's recipe book, but you can find them on the internet or in a recipe book of your own. This is the roof.
There's 2 sides, there's 2 chimneys, 2 porches,
a door,
and a back.
And a front. And see the windows we've cut out.
Now we've taken the dough out of the fridge, we're going to roll it out and cut it into shapes.
I'll make sure I flour the knife so it doesn't stick.
Good idea.
And your hands. Hard to come out though. Yeah, you start rolling out that, why don't you?
Okay, excuse me.
now we're going to roll it about half a centimeter thick.
Now measure it. I've just finished cutting out the roof, and now I'm going to put on the baking tray. Can I use a spatula, please?
Sure.
Thanks. I'll remember to flour it.
Good remembering.
It looks uneven, but it doesn't matter. We can fix it up again later.
Sure, here's the tray.
Thanks. Ooh, perfect.
Yeah. What I've learned is the more flour, the better.
It's fun cutting out the windows.
Yeah, it must be. Here, I'll hold the paper.
Thanks. Then I think we've done them all.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't take long.
No. Well, it doesn't take long with three people.
No.
Oh,
we're finished!
Cool, yeah.
What should we do with this?
Let's eat it!
Well, we can't really eat it all. But we should put it in the fridge for later, and it's always a good idea to have some extra in case there's any breakages or anything.
Okay.
Next, we'll put them in the oven.
Yeah. We're going to put these in the oven on 160, is that right?
Yep.
For 7 minutes.
At first. Then you take them out and straighten the edges, make sure they're all straight. Then you put them in for about another 10.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think so, yeah. I love this gingerbread.
So it's been 7 minutes, and now we're going to straighten up any wonky edges, like this one. Make sure you hold it, because it's quite hot, so.
Do you need to widen the doorway? It's quite small.
It does look it. I'll just cut a little sliver off. Now this has got to go back in the oven for 10 minutes or so until it's cooked. Now the gingerbread's cooked and I'm going to put it on the cooling rack.
Okay. That was easy.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a minute to make the icing and put our gingerbread house together. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Show you how to make the vegan icing. Okay, you need 2 cups of icing sugar, about 1 tablespoon of vegan butter, about 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, and some hot water to get it mixing. Okay, I'll put the vegan butter in first, and then icing. I'm going to put the ground ginger in there. That looks about right. Good. And I'll put this around. Now I'll put some hot water in. And mix that up.
Oh.
I'll put a bit more water in. This looks about right. Maybe a tenth more water. Okay, this looks about right. Okay, we'll put this aside until we're ready for it. Now that the gingerbread is cold, we can start making the gingerbread house.
Yeah, and we've got the icing in the bag, and for decorating,
we've got some vegan biscuits, and we've got some vegan crackers.
Yeah, and some vegan candy canes and lollies for decorating, so that should be good.
Yeah.
Okay, should we start?
Yeah.
We'll start by putting a line of icing for the front.
Does it need to be quite thick?
Yes, quite thick.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah. Let's put two lines.
Can I get the front?
Yes, that's for the front. And so I'll just put this here.
Do you want me to hold this?
Yes, if you hold that, and I need to do another line for the sides. Do a line down here so the side can stick onto it.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get the side with the window on it and we prop this up here and stick it there.
Should I hold it?
Yeah, and we might need to hold it for a minute.
Oh, look, I think it can stand up by itself now.
Oh, cool. Okay, can you please pass me the back?
Okay.
And I think before we put it on, we could put a row of icing. Could you please hold this?
Sure.
Let's just put it down here. Can you hold it, please?
Sure.
And we'll put a icing on before we put it on.
That's
it might
a good idea.
It might stick better.
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'll do
can
another...
Can I do some on there?
Sure.
I'll hold it. Do you need to do some up here or not?
No, we've got it on this side, thanks.
Oh.
So we'll just put the back on and that should hold this all in place a bit more.
Now it's time to shingle the roof. We've cut up some of these small crackers.
These ones. So they're all cut up there. So do you want to show how to cut the crackers up, how we did it?
Okay.
To make the roof shingles.
Well, we just like make a little dent. And then we break it gently.
Yeah.
And do the same in about half.
Yeah, so you cut each half into quarters. Okay. So let's start shingling the roof.
Okay. Should we get one of the roofs here?
And we need to put icing on the roofs. Just spread this
around. Will that be enough icing on yours?
It should be. Yep. Let's start shingling the roof.
Okay, so thanks. Do we do them across like this or like up there?
Just across probably.
Yeah.
So just put them along a line across.
Yeah.
And then put them downwards, overlapping slightly.
I think I might need a little bit more icing.
Okay. And then just keep going. And keep going.
Yeah. Now we're going to put them on.
Yeah. Let's put the roof on. So we need to put icing along here, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it looks so good.
Yep.
It looks like a real house. A food house.
Yep. Is it staying?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there's the roof. Let's put the porch on.
Okay.
Here. So, we need to put icing on here. Like up here. And up here. And on the, just down here, eh?
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Maybe a bit out so this can go.
Oh, right. Like that.
Yeah. Should I put one on?
Okay, yeah, you put one on.
Like, can I put that on?
Sure.
Can I put the roof on?
Sure. Just put it along there. Oh, a little porch. Okay. Is that going to stay? Yeah. Okay, the porch is done. So, what's next?
Is the path?
The door.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now we need to pipe icing on this side here. And here. For the door. Okay. Yep, put the door on.
Woo!
Like that. Yeah. And do we need a doorknob? Do we need one of these for a doorknob?
Yeah.
Okay. Which way should we do it? Yeah.
Yeah. Can I stick it on?
Yep.
Now should we make the path?
Yep.
Can I ice the fit?
Yep, sure. Why don't you two swap places for that?
Okay.
So we're just over here.
Yep, just a long layer. Quite a thick one. Two layers, yep. And just do a little bit of, yeah.
And are we going to put these on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So, do you want to swap places with me?
Yeah.
You put the sides of candy on, and I'll cut these up. Okay, and now, let's do the tiling. So just put, like, biscuits and push them in. So, yeah, pass them over to you. And just put a few on here. Now let's do the chimney.
Okay.
Okay, we've got our chimney and the sides, so...
How do you do it?
Well, you get the two, the one side, and you put it like this.
Oh, yes.
And then... I'll put a bit of icing there, so I'll just get the icing bag.
Now let's start finishing putting the lollies on.
Okay, and are you going to put the candy canes on?
Yep.
Okay.
So I need a bit of ice candy.
Need to put a row of icing so we can stick on the fence, which is actually biscuits. Okay, now let's start sticking the vegan biscuits on. So we'll put like this. I'm gonna put a biscuit here, and then
biscuit,
piece of candy, and a vegan biscuit. And a bit of candy. And just all along.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and you can use anything. I mean, any kinds of sweets or biscuits.
Vegan sweets and vegan biscuits.
Yeah, of course.
Yay!
We're done!
It's so fun!
We finished the gingerbread house. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Too good to eat.
Almost. But I'm going to eat it later, definitely.
Definitely.
And here we've got our
New Zealand Christmas tree.
Right. And it's called the Fuhutakawa, and it only flowers around Christmas time, so that makes it really festive, and it's red and green, so that's really cool.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us making this gingerbread house. We hope you'll make lots like it.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Bye!
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 For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.